been with Tony on the underlying emotions. You really felt that Akash Bacha hates you. On the contrary, you are this kind of the opposite of the reality. And you really felt you were jealous that you didn't get out of the triumph. The Yahadis maintains that a person is responsible for those thoughts. Not that a person should not have those thoughts, because you can't control your thinking, but Yahadis maintains that a person is responsible for the underlying thoughts that go through his mind. He is responsible if he does not do something to prevent them from influencing his behavior and his thinking and his activities. That's Sefer Dvarim. That's Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. That they were chayev. Why? Because they did nothing about these thoughts. They let them go on in their mind. They had a sense, and as I said, in terms of the Malachas kind of a Kodesh, in terms of the Avdus, the being an Eved Hashem, in that area, they harbored certain thoughts crossed their mind. I mean, they didn't do anything about it to reason and to uproot these thoughts. They just allowed them to exist. That a person is obligated for. You had to solve the person. This person is chayav. Yeah. So the point is. The first stage was the Das Emes, and the second stage was the Das of Torah itself, Maamar HaSinai. I mean, in that second stage, it is extremely, extremely difficult. Extremely difficult to function on a level of Ahava and Simcha. But that's demanded. I mean, it's demanded. You have to demand that of us. It's not an option. There's a demand. You have to have that. You have to feel. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, simply, I mean, I don't see if you'd have a yontif without that. Because Hashem Baruch Hu, we call on. What does it mean? It means the person must be Molei Simcha. That's the Molei Simcha, that he is an object of the Yotzer Kol in terms of Tikkun Olam. He plays a role in Tikkun Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu summoned him to accomplish something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accomplish himself and would not accomplish himself, and only Klal Yisrael can do it, and that's the role of Mamlechus Kanev Gerei Kodesh. So that role should bring a person to the opposite, as Moshe Ben was saying, should bring a person to the opposite recognition of what they thought. Vahu, that's what, see, Rashi doesn't spell it out. He just, you know, says very, very quickly. He says, "Besinas of Hashem asana v'hu al yoy v'eschan." Yeah, because on the contrary, that a person that has the proper yedias Hashem, so the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bochar bo, this is the greatest sign of ahava. That's the way you should respond. So there's no yontif without this idea. But it's a wonderful idea, and it's a beautiful idea, and it's true. But there's a flip side to this. What is the flip side? The flip side is that if you don't do it, it's not neutral. It's not neutral. You never go back to the dust of Karamantara. That doesn't work. In other words, if you don't do this, you're not in a neutral state, you're in a negative state. That's the Krisos Bris. That's the Krisos Bris. The Krisos Bris is that you have no choice. Now you're in this role, and if you do the role, if you do it properly, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ohev Asano. But if you don't, then he's a Moes Bano. What does it say? It says Ki Im Moos Maastano Katzafto Leino Ad Maor. So just like a person must respond in a certain way when he feels the significance of the Bechira, that he's an object of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechira, he has to feel the opposite way when he feels that he's an object of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moes Bo. That's really the sense of Tisha B'Av. That's the underlying feeling of Tisha B'Av. And that's really the whole Echa, the second... And in the second one, the second Eicha, Echo Yov Hashem Bibiapo, as Basion, Ishlech Mishamayim Eretz, Hoya Hashem Ka'oyez Bila Yisrael. So it means there's an Oyez. It means to say that you're sensing the exact opposite. That now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moiz Bono. Moiz Bono is a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling. That's really, that's a Chazon Yeshayo, the after of Chazon, Gam Kisabas Filo, and then Yeshemeya, Dechem Medonim Yuleo. So it means that we're in a state, put ourselves in that state. That is really the depth of the experience of Tisha B'Av, to feel that this is the state we're in. Ma'os Ma'astano. But you can only understand if you understand the other side. The other side is the appreciation. But that's exactly what the pasuk means. What the Rambam quotes the pasuk: Tachas Hashem lo avadat Hashem lo kecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav meirov kol. That's what it means. V'avadat asevecha. It means to say if you don't have that experience, so then you won't be able to do it, because you can't do it. Because you cannot do it. There's no way you can do it just by forcing yourself. So force yourself, I'll be good. I'll be good is for a child. But for an adult, it doesn't work. You can't. A human being can't work. It has to, we won't even be successful on a functional level. It has to be through Yedias Hashem, and like Kolev Ben Yefuneh, and then to understand to appreciate what it means, what the Am HaNivcha means. I mean, that's what the Tisha B'Av is about. I mean, the whole the Amanifcha, I mean, the kedusha of bechira, and the Shebachal Bnei Kol Amim, and the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gei Kadosh. So if you don't have that idea, I mean, then you have to have these. Then you have to fall to the other way, the other side. That's exactly what the pasuk means. It doesn't mean just simply that Akash Baruch Hu, because you didn't do this or that. It means because you don't, since you don't have this, you have to fail, and then Vavarta Sevach. You see, that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu told Korach. The question was, what is it telling Korach? He's telling you it's not enough. He's telling you that it's not enough. I mean, if it's a covered thing, there's never enough. You never say to a person, "Look, you have enough. What do you want more?" That's the nature of a human being. Is a person always wants more. If it's not a covered thing. So then what's the time? What do you have to say there? What is he saying? But the answer is, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Hama'at mikem ki hivdil reshem melekei Yisrael eschem me'adas Yisrael? That's not enough for you? That should be something, if you have Yedias Hashem, that should give the person the greatest elation. He should be paralyzed after that. There's nothing, what can he think of? He cashed them gam kohona. That was the sound of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, there's one, yeah. What I mentioned, yeah, so the...
Rabbi, can you clarify the Korach point?
Excuse me? Yeah, I know. Okay.
Can you clarify the Korach point?
All right. I know. There's one thing I just want to mention. You see, the chait of the Meraglim has another dimension. The chait of the Meraglim, we're speaking about one aspect of the chait of the Meraglim. But what was essentially, let's get down to the actual chait itself. Okay? What was the chait? The chait was, they said, look, I mean, they were scared or whatever, there was resistance, they had any resistances, they were scared. But they said, basically, look, I'm Gadol Varav Mimenu, and they didn't necessarily have to say that they're never going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they'll have my Geifa, maybe God will give them my Geifa, then we'll go over there. Right now, can't do it. Right now, we're going to fail. That's basically what they felt. They didn't say, you understand? That's what they felt. Okay. But their assessment. What was the chait was in the assessment. So what was their mistake? Can we pinpoint their mistake? I mean, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu says, they said, Nishlocha Nashim Lefanenu V'Yachpur Lanasar V'Yitav Beinay Adavah. Right. So that apparently was okay. There was no chait over there at that point, right? So what was the chait? Just that they became frightened, or is there some... I mean, just to say they were frightened, they were afraid, they didn't have courage, or can we pinpoint a little better? I mean, that they're lacking... I mean, just to say that they're frightened is not good, because we said before that even, you see, even Yehoshua ben Nun, just on an emotional plane, a person is really at a loss, because a person's emotions can destroy them. Just with the emotions alone, you can't do it. So Yehoshua ben Nun couldn't do it, and Kol ben Yefuneh couldn't do it. So what was their mistake? What should they have done, or what did they lack? I mean, just they were frightened, so they're frightened, so they couldn't fight, so they were cowards, so they didn't have the courage. So what? I mean, what were they supposed to do? And Rabban says they were afraid. Good, but I'm not arguing on that. But the fact that you have to be able to get it, there has to be some other dimension to it than that. You see? Yeah. I think the answer is like this. The answer is they didn't recognize something about Yahadus. And they didn't recognize that Yahadus has its own political system. Its own political system. And there are certain elements in that system, and the system works a certain way, and if a person knows that system, then they wouldn't be afraid. See, the mistake that we mentioned in Shavuot. That in other words, Va'atem al tiru es am ha'oretz ki lachmeinu hein. That's what it says. Im chafetz banu ad Hashem. Im chafetz banu ad Hashem. It's not a... They weren't saying if to make it something which is optional. What they were saying was Im chafetz banu ad Hashem means they were spelling out the system that we go by. You understand? And the system that we go by is the political system of Yahadus. The political system of Yahadus is where you have to take into the equation the power of the system of Torah itself. You see, the system of Torah has its own political power, a different kind of power, but its own political power. The mistake they made was they just looked at it as themselves against the Amor and Amayorat. V'atem al tiru es Amayorat ki lachmenohem. But really, there's a whole power of Torah itself. Torah itself has a certain power and a certain method of operation. There's one thing you see. I mean, it's hard for us to say exactly what it is. I mean, but there's something that the Torah does disclose to us. For instance, V'ro kol amei ha'oretz kishim ad Hashem nikla olecha v'yoru mimecha. V'yoru mimecha. So it seems that there is a certain awe in man for the emes and for Torah. And that they didn't factor into their equation. In other words, they did not take into consideration the awesomeness of Torah itself. See, because that is the method through which the Hashgacha works. And that method they didn't take into consideration. It's an interesting thing. What right do I have to say that's the method through which the Torah works? I mean, that's the right of this. Just to say that that's the method through which the Torah works is the awesomeness of the emes of a roch or amar kashem rashem nikol lach of yermek. Okay, that's a pasuk. That to me is a perfect raya. But I want to show you, and I don't want to just say it's one pasuk. I want to show you that there's more than that. For instance, if you take a look at the haftarah of Shlach, so where does you have the story of Yehoshua ben Nun, right? So what happened by Yehoshua ben Nun? So they sent out the meraglim, right? Again, the meraglim. But it's an interesting what happens over there. The meraglim was supposed to go, and they're supposed to spy out the land, right? If you listen to that Torah carefully, you see that didn't really happen. Because first it says, meraglim cheresh nema lechul ruach haaretz v'esh yericho. Okay? But then they wind up in the house of Rechav Hazona, and then they come right back. That's it. Didn't get too far. Where did they go? What happened to spying out the land? But the answer is because she said, "Vanishma vayimas levavenu v'lo koma od ruach beish mitnechem ki reshem malekechem hu elokim b'shemayim imal v'alores mitochas." When they heard that, they went back. That's it. Because that's the way. That's the power of the Ashkach. And it's not just over there, but you see it. Where do you see the first time that the Ashgacha works through that method? Where's the first time? First time you see it, in Oz Yashu, say it every day. Namogu kol Yoshe Kanan. Before that. Oz Nivalu Alufe Edom. Elei Moav Yochazemo Road. No mogul called Yoshe Chanan. What is it? More. There's more of it. Before that. So you see from the Oz Yashir, the formula is right there. You see, that formula they didn't consider. That was the chait. They looked at it just as a regular battle. The regular battle, we haven't got a chance. But they should have factored in the method of the Ashgacha. Doesn't matter how powerful he is. But the Kiyima is the most powerful warrior. If he has no lathe, he's worthless. So the chait of the Dor HaMidbar was that they didn't factor in the power of Torah itself. The Torah itself has the power. Hashem Olakim, as you said, Rachav Hashem, Hashem Olakim, and we know that Hashem is with you, and that was it. They came right back. Yeah. You see that is the method that the Ashgacha works by, because you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had to go fight Sichon, he says, Hayom hazeh ochel teis, yeah, it's part Dvarim Beis Chafei, Hayom hazeh ochel teis pachtecho v'yuroscho al penei ha'amin tachas kol ha'shamoyim, asher yishmu n'shimacho v'rogzu v'cholu miponecho. That's the power of the Ashgacha. It's an interesting thing. You see, what really was the element that signified the power of the Ashgacha? What was it really? The entity. Well, what entity really signified this idea? I mean, the Aron. Vayihi bin Soa Ha'oron Vayoma Moshe Kumar Hashem V'yafutu Oyvecho Yanusu Mesanecho Miponach. So the Oren was really the element which signified the power of the Ashgacha in Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's what it was. You see an interesting thing. You see by the you see, where's the? You say, give me a Rambam in Beis Hakira. Rambam Beis Hakira. You see, for instance, in Shlach, when the Mapilim try to do it, So what does it say? It says that the Mapilim. It says after Moshe Rabbeinu told them what's going to happen to them, and after they came to their senses. So it says, So they had a kind of a tshuva. What does it mean? It means now it's just a battle between you and them. But the Ashgach is not going to be working in your favor. You're not going to make it. What does it say? Why does the prophet say that? Because the Aron HaBris is the entity which was really, which manifested the political power of Klal Yisrael. And that was really Migdash. Migdash. What does Shlomo Melech say when he made the Migdash? Was Sim Shem Makon La Aron, Asher Shem Bris Ad Hashem, Asher Karasi Mamba by Tesam Eretz Yisrael. So the Migdash functioned as a Makom La'aron. The Aron was the entity that represented the power of the Ashgacha to Klal Yisrael. That was the Aron. And that's why, you see, and that's why the that's why the Rambam says in Perikuzi and Beis Abchira, Evan Hoysa Bekadosh HaKadoshim B'Maharava She'oleho Hoyo Ha'orad Munach U'lefonov Tzimtzenes Amon U'mate Aharon U'be'ez She'bona Shlomo Asabayis V'yoda She'sofa L'chareiv Bona Ba'makom Lignos Bo Ha'oron L'mata B'matmonios Amukos V'akalkalos V'yoshiyo Amelach Tziva V'nignizu B'makom She'bona Shlomo. Okay, so why did he do it? Why did he have to be gonesh the Aron? The whole Mishnah over there in Yuma. Why was he gonesh the Aron? Because the Aron can't be captured. That's why. Because the Aron can't. That's very interesting. But you'll ask me a question. It was captured once. By Shmuel. I want to share something. You have a Shmuel here? Give me Shmuel. Yeah. I want to share some. No, sure, sure. No, Shmuel. The Aron must not be captured. The Aron must not be. You see, that's why the Aron had to be buried. That's why you saw us in the Charev. The Aron is not money. It's hidden. You have a Shmuel. They have a Shmuel there. Or maybe it's around there. Maybe it's in the other room. In the kitchen. Could it be? Yeah. Correct. That's right. You see, by Yeshua also, you see the role of the Aron. Because before, when crossing the Yarden, that was the role of the Aron. Crossing the Yarden. You have it over here. Just give me a second. Avos HaKohanim Yeshua Gimel. No Se'aron HaBris Lema. Lemark. Rochem HaTetzei Me'ayardim by Yardim Tamod. And all mice over there with the Aron. He says, "Vayom Yeshu b'zos teidun ki keil chay b'kir b'chem v'horei shorosh mitnechem v'saknani v'sachiti v'sachivi v'sapridi v'sagigoshi v'amor v'avusi hinei aron habris adon kol ha'oretz over lifnechem b'yadein." Okay, he's aron habris shel adon kol ha'oretz over lifnechem b'yadein. So then the whole story over there with the kapas ragla kahanim and aron noses nosov, the whole incident is why? Because the Aron is the entity that reflects the Kvod HaShchinah and the political power of Klal Yisrael. And that's why you see in Shmuel what happened when they captured the Aron in Shmuel in the time of the Plishtim over there. So take a look at the Pesukim. It says, by Eli, by Eli HaKohen, So he was, his kids, his children were corrupt and they lost the war. So it says an amazing account. What happens? Listen carefully. The gam shnev onecha mesu chosni ufinchot va'aron ha'olekin milkacha. But listen to the next passage. Va'yehi kaskiro es aron ha'olekin va'yipo me'alakise echoranis va'ad yad hashav va'tishav ma'fasa va'yomot. But he told me before his two sons died. Daddy didn't move. But va'yehi kaskiro es aron ha'olekin that Aron Elikim was captured. So you see how the Nevi'im viewed the Aron Elikim, that the Aron Elikim reflects the Kvod Shamayim of the political power of Klal Yisrael. That's why Shlomo Melech made sure that it was buried, because he knew it was Osir Lichorez, and the Yoshio gave the instruction to hide it there. An interesting thing. Yeah. and that really is Migdash. That's Migdash. Vasim Shem Makom Lo'orom. Okay. Let's summarize. What are the entities that you need for this? What do we know about this, the political system? This political method is foolproof. But we don't have full knowledge of it. But basically, you see that the three things I think we see about it. One is that in terms of the as the Python mentioned, I mean, as the Navi mentions, the Echa is that, well, actually, I'll go, I said the first thing is would be Kolev Ben Yefuna. That the Kolev, the method of Kolev Ben Yefuna, that it's based upon a proper Yedias Hashem. That's the basis. A proper Yedias Hashem in order for the person to understand and to have a sense of what it means a Shabbat Abonim Talana. That's not possible by Yedias Hashem. Just impossible. That's the first basis. The second thing is that he cannot view any, once he has that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no adversaries in a primary sense. That's the second element. He cannot, that perfection is necessary. He cannot view any individual as anything other than an element that's playing a role in the scene. But the relationship, the essential relationship is not with him, it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech said. By Shimon Ben Gera, and they said we should kill him. How can he curse you? He says, "Oh, it's Kim Amalah Shekau." The reason why you want to kill him is because you're looking at him as a primary individual. But he's not. I have made something else. But that's not why you want to kill him. You want to kill him because how could he degrade me like this? But the answer is that Kim Amalah is not him. He's not a primary element. So that is. That's the second element that's necessary. And the third is Isha Sheruach Bo, which means to say it's also part of that. Namely, that he cannot be an individual that derives his own sense of self-worth from the way other people act over it. That's Isha Sheruach Bo. And the method is that if Am Yisrael, and also it's true of an individual too. It's true of an individual, but there's a different, but it works differently for an individual than for the Am. The Am is a whole system of Ashgacha, a very separate, distinct line in terms of the Ashgacha. And that is that if the Klal has that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lives on that level, that the aim of the Yira of Klal Yisrael will be on the other nation. That's the guarantee. And it's an amor not because of force, of power. It's a natural result. They didn't have to impose in Yericho the fear of the people towards Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's really a fear of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what it is. It's just like Chazal say that the Tzukim say that a person that hates Klal Yisrael hates the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Son of Hashem, the same thing is true over here. That the ones that have an ema for Klal Yisrael, the ema is generated by, in the back of their minds, they're related, they have a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's expressed that way. If Klal Yisrael were living in the proper way, every nation would experience that. Except one, which is Amalek. But Amalek is intent on not having that experience. And that's why Amalek has to be destroyed. But other nations, every other nation, will naturally say, Ka'esiye Amalek Yaakov Yisrael Ma Po'alkel. I mean, they'll recognize that this Ummah has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and naturally there'll be a natural respect and an awe for Klal Yisrael. That's basically what the Migdash means, and not having the Migdash is not simply the absence of something, but it means we're in a state of Mos Mas Tamo, which is a terrible state to live in, and it's one that would be unlivable except for the fact that we know that the Chesed Hashem is such that eventually, like the Pasuk says, V'as b'yosem b'eretz ve'em lo ma'asnim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosom l'hofer b'risi yitom, and never show myself over again. Okay, we'll stop there.
Can you clarify the thing about colors?
About Korach.
You do both, please.
Excuse me? Once again, I didn't hear.
Clarify Korach, please.
You want me to repeat it? Okay, what I said was that a person, that our das, the das of the Ama Nivcho and Mamleches Kahan and the Gai Kadosh is based on the das of the Ovos. That's primary. Okay? And once a person has a insofar as a person has a proper das over there, then he will be able to relate to being an Eved Hashem on the level of Mamleches Kahan and the Gai Kadosh. Okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that not only will he be able to relate to it, but he will be overjoyed that he has that role, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, gave him that role. Okay, he'll be happy to do it. It'll give him the greatest satisfaction that he was chosen. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach. To Shimon Ben Levi, Ma'at Mikem, Ki Hivdil Elokei, and you notice the passage. Ki Hivdil Elokei Yisrael Eschem Eadas Yisrael Lahakriv Eschem Elov, which means that you have no hasoga of the Borei Olam, and that's why the action of the Borei Olam should have been something which you simply don't know what to do after that. I mean, you're elated. You can't even think anymore. That was a sign. Kashem Gam Kohuna. That means you don't understand what happened. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's sign.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Did Yeshua and Kalev have that point that this dimension of Ashkocha is like manifest in battle, where it has this extra point where people like are fearful of Kali Yisrael?
Once again, say it again.
Did Kalev and Yeshua, they had that point that Bnei Yisrael has this extra dimension in battle. That they knew that they had an extra...
That's what they said. That's correct. They had that extra point. That's why they said, Im chofet bonu ar Hashem ve'vio sonu. Elora tazos in the son alone. That's exactly what they meant.
But on the mission itself, they had that point. They still had to be, you know, careful about the Eitzah, even with that point.
Even with that point, because that's a different thing. They had to face the people.
Do you think even if the Meraglim had that point, they would have still been susceptible by the masses? They would have still been swayed by the Meaning, even if they had that point, they would have still given that bad report, though.
That's the most difficult. By the way, Chazal say, what is the criticism of leaders? What's the criticism of leaders? Chazal say, all the time, Shalom Michal Bedar. They didn't object. Why don't they object? Because they don't want to lose acceptance of the people. It's the hardest thing to do. That is the hardest in science. But the Pasuk says that is the quality a person needs to be a leader. Otherwise, he can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's totally b'das acherim, he can't do it. He's not qualified. Not everybody can do it. He has to have a leader. Isha sheruach bo. If it's not isha ruach bo, then he shouldn't be involved in it.
Why did the Jews not want to go? Why was that trend against going? And what happened to change the trend?
Excuse me?
Why was it that the Jews basically seemed to want to have a report that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael, and then Moshe says, oh, you're all going to die, and suddenly they've got tons of courage and ready to go in? Why don't they continue going?
That's not real courage. That's Yiras Onesh. That's not what the Torah wants. See, that's what they see openly, that the Torah does not want action. It's not action the Torah wants. It's the Torah wants a person to do something based upon the ideas, the truth. Not because now Moshe Rabbeinu told him he's going to die in the Midbar, so then now they say, now we're going to go fight. I mean, that's not the...
What were they thinking when they made the rebellion?
Again, you know, it's not a simple thing. You have to realize what goes on over there. You're not there. You know what I mean? The Vayamusu Motsiye Oretz Diba Motsiye Diba Oretz Roba Magesna Hashem. They saw them die instantly. Misa Meshuna. They saw the Moshe Rabbeinu, all these events and what's going to happen to them. And they came to their senses. It was a different frame. He changed the frame of mind, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was successful in doing that. They were successful in doing that. But then they realized, and then once they realized what the truth is, then they said, we were crazy. Now we're going to do it now. Why do we have to die in the Midbar? But that was no good. That wasn't doing it from primary knowledge. That was doing it because of the Yiras Onesh. Yiras Onesh, no good. Just one second now. I'll mention one extra thing, and that is that role... And interesting, I mentioned before in passing that Im Chafetz Banu Hashem means that Im Chafetz Banu Hashem means that they couldn't say anything else. They couldn't say we're going to be successful, because the whole method is Im Chafetz Banu Hashem means it's all totally in the Ashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't say, you understand? That's the whole method is because it's totally in the relationship between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's based on that. So that's the source of the success. That's the cause. That's what they meant by the saying. There's one thing I mentioned. That they said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to play that role and tick and hold on, basically. I mean, that's what it is, tick and hold on. I mean, people don't like to look at that, because most people are selfish and not interested in tick and hold on. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The fact that you're given that role itself is, as I mentioned, should be the greatest source of simcha. But the point is like this: that I mentioned in passing. I said the role of tikkun olam is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and it can only be done that way through Klal Yisrael. And an individual who does that, an individual who's involved in tikkun olam, receives the highest reward. Where do you see that? You see that by Pinchas. By Pinchas, it says, "Hineni nosin lo'as brisi shalom." What is this brisi shalom? What is brisi shalom? So Rashi says, "Ko adam amachzik tova lachavera." I'm not mistaken. He has a lot of lashon hara. Ko adam amachzik tova lachavera. What does it mean? What does it mean that he's machzik tova? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anybody doing favors. So what does it mean? Rashi says, "Kadam machzik tova v'chinos l'misha osa imo tova." Afkan pirshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlomosa. So what does it mean? He did HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor. What does it mean? What it means is like this. What it means is that they were dying by Magefa. Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have killed them. They're all dying, hundreds of thousands of people dying in the Magaif over there. So why couldn't he kill one more person, Zimri? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never kills a Rasha B'Shach Rishon. Because if we would do that, if every Rasha, the moment he's about to do evil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would kill him, there would be no Bechir anymore. That would be the end of Bechir. A Magaifa is something else. Magaifa, what does Chazal say about a Magaifa? Even if she didn't resist from Ashkis, and a Mafsim ain't told Laura. So that doesn't affect an individual's Bechir. It's a different kind of a thing. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is different. It's, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't have to say, but you know, you forget about it. Everything's done. My gefa is one thing, this is something else. Everything is a cheshmet. I've been from the chacham. So, but to kill a Rasha b'shas Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it. So Zimri, that's what it means. That's the mashal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Pinchas, I couldn't do this, but you did it for me. Because the fact that Pinchas killed him, so that doesn't affect anybody's bechira. It wasn't a magical thing. He's one who killed him. So that's why it says that in that's what the pasuk says that Pinchas ben Loz ben Ara Kain Heishiv es Chamasi Me'al Bnei Yisrael B'Kana Es Kenasu B'Sochem V'Lo Chilisi Es Bnei Yisrael B'Kenasu, and only he could do it. L'chein Emor Hin Nosim Loz Bisi Shon, as the Rashi says that it's Bis Shon Kodem Amachu Tova V'Chenish L'Mishi Osim Lo Tova. It's Kavayochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do it himself. It would be impossible because it would be against his whole plan of the Bechira Chashim. So I mean, so I just want to tell you, I mean, so it's not a small thing to be involved in Tikkun HaOlam. I mean, it's not a small thing. L'chein, I mean, because he brings about the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that individuals can V'lochi Nisyech B'nei Yisrael B'Kenasi. And that's true with regard to Masalim also, that individuals that were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be destroyed. So the role of Tikkun HaOlam is not a small thing. It's not a small thing.
Okay. Is this related to the Migdash particularly? Why is the Mamlach of Kani Megai Kadal something independent of Migdash? It's just another appeal that Kali Yisrael has on itself.
That's the Migdash. Has to be Migdash. Migdash. As I mentioned before, the Aron HaBris is the instrument which demonstrates that was the Aron HaRashem Nosel Lefneim Yomom and Rabbam Reish Loilo. The Aron HaBris is the entity. Rosh Hashem Makom LaAron. The Migdash is the structure. By the way, Migdash is, there's a Chazal that says on the Pasuk, the Ba'atar Sheh Itchelo Imo. The Yom Chasunaso, the Yom Simchaslibo. So the Mishnah says, the Yom Chasunaso, the Matan Torah. The Yom Simchaslibo, the Beit HaMikdash. What does it mean? It means that the Matan Torah is the plan. That's when we received the plan. It was still in potential. When was it actualized? In Mikdash. And what is Mikdash? Makom La'aron. And that's why the Aron was buried in that moment. It has to be that way. Without that, Klal Yisrael is not a political power. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite chokhmah. It has to be structured that way. That's the way it has to be. And that's why the loss of Midrash is the loss of the whole thing. It cannot be. I mean, it's really, you have to understand what Tisha B'Av means. It means you're on the brink. So you're thinking about the destruction. It means destruction of Kol Torah Kula, the whole system. The whole system. The only thing that would be left is the Das HaEmes of Avram Avinu. I mean, if like the Ram, right? Chalil Lakel Shiyasas. But just to understand what it would mean is you're talking about Tisha B'Av, you're talking about the destruction of the whole system. There's no Mikdash. If we would know there would never be a Mikdash, that's it. That's the end of Kol Torah Kula. Can't exist. Cannot exist. There's no Matan Torah. There's no Malchus Kan. There's Kodesh. Nothing. The only thing you'd have is you always have a Das Emes or something else. It's because it's Emes. But and this is all totally in Migdash. This is all totally in Migdash. And that's what Chazal said, that a person is not Mis'abal al Migdash, is not Zocher to Lord Ben Chamasa. Because it means that's the Tachas Hashem Avad Hashem Lekech of Tzimcha Tzimcha Tzimcha. It's two sides. It means to say that a person has to, and that's really the purpose of Tisha B'Av, ultimately, Nach Besod Urachinu V'Nach Kol V'Nashuv Al Hashem. That's why I hold the Talmud Torah with regard to the Tisha B'Av, with regard to Migdash, cannot be offered. The issue is Talmud Torah has no shechus and Migdash, but this you can't say it's also because Nach Besod Rechinu V'Nach Korah. What does Nach Korah mean? Cheker means Chochman, and be misboning in what it means, what the Migdash means, and what the loss of the Migdash means, and on the contrary, what Binyan Migdash. But to look forward to Binyan Migdash, you have to have that Ava, the Ava Hashem. This that's necessary. Without that, you will never have Binyan Migdash. If you don't have Binyan Migdash, the whole Torah is bubble. Cannot be a Torah where there will not be a Binyan Migdash. It cannot exist. The only reason it exists now is because that won't happen. But if we would know that such a thing would happen, that would be the end of Kol Tevel. So Oloin and Migdosh exist now. The only thing is now we don't have it. Actually, it's not actualized, but its existence is there. And if we would contemplate their non-existence, then there's no doubt.
That be the chait when the Jews try to shift the to a melech, trying to shift their perception of where their strength comes from.
That's good. That's correct. Yeah. When they shift there, that's correct. That's what they do. In other words, when they wanted the melech, that was Shmuel's criticism. They wanted the melech. It means, again, they were searching for normal political avenue, normal political power, not the power that stems from the Amita Satara. And that they had with the Navi. So it's like Ramban says over there. Ramban says the Chayyot says at that time they didn't need a melech, because Shmuel Navi, you only need a melech from Muhammad. Shmuel Navi was received through the poor about Muhammad. So it wasn't necessary. So what did they want it for? They wanted to use the vehicle, the instrument of ordinary political power. Ordinary political power is that. And same thing is true for the Yachid. I want to mention, same thing is true for the Yachid. Any Gadol, the Gadolim, the Gadolei Ador, and the Gadolim that I know, they did not think politically like other people did. They did a different kind of thinking. Different. They had to make certain cheshbonos and certain considerations, but it was on a different, it revolved around a different core. It was a different kind of thinking. Different kind of politics, not ordinary. Ordinary politics is against the whole system. That's in terms of Yochid, in terms of Tzibah. Both. Okay.
Remy? When you brought up the example of the hero, the American hero that we don't have in the Torah, they function bringing one emotion against another emotion. In other words, they're afraid to be called a coward, so they become
a
hero?
What I was saying was that the concept of a hero today, in America, today, in our society, is that it's intrinsic in the individual. There's something worshipful about this individual intrinsic. And that is not what Yahweh told. Because we don't have people like that. Yeshua ben Nun would have failed, and Torah ben Yefuneh would have failed if they not indulged in certain types of activities which brought them to perfection. There's no such thing as a perfect, as an intrinsic. You see, hero worship is a psychological phenomenon. And the moment you take away the intrinsic nature of it, there's no more hero worship. It's not a hero anymore. But the hero can't fail. The hero is supreme. So the imagery of the hero is a childish thing, which literature does. That's literature. That's what Torah's literature is also. Okay.
Is what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Perek Tes and Devarim
this political thing, that even though this, the nations are stronger, you still have Hashem with you?
Yes. Yes, correct. That other element. The other element. But, okay, we'll stop there.
It's on? Oh, it's on? It's going? It's going. Okay, good. I know that somebody will listen. I mentioned in the shiur. Okay. That somebody will listen to say that I said that Moshe Rabbeinu was defined as Eved Hashem, and Avraham Avinu was not defined as Eved Hashem, but as Oavi, Oav Hashem. Okay. So somebody will ask, but you see, that's not really true. Why? I'm surprised nobody asked the question, but sooner or later, I'm sure somebody will ask this question. Because, for instance, Vayechal Moshe Spenei Hashem Lekav Vayoma Lomar Hashem Yecher El Apcha Vaymecha Shetzei Smer Sayim Yecher Zag Zag Netuyo Lomar Tzayim Lebron Zichol Avadecha L'Avram Zichol Avadecha L'Avram L'Yitzchak L'Yakov. Right? Yeah. So you see that they're also called Avadecha. Not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Yaakov Avinu, Bavur Avram Avdi.
What?
Yeah, the Pasuk says, Bereshis Chav Vav Chav Dala, Vayera Lov Hashem Balayla Veyem Anecha Lekei Avram Avicho, Al Tiro Ki Yitcho Anochu Uveirachticho Verbeisi Ezaracho, Bavur Avram Avdi. So you see, Avram is also called Avdi. Okay, so what right do I have to say that Moshe is defined as Eved Hashem, and the others not? My answer is like this. My answer is that essentially what I was trying to say is that when it comes, that Eved Hashem is a term that's used insofar as a person's role in Tikkun HaOlam is concerned. That's Eved. That's where the individual is an Eved. Where the individual engages in perfection for his own sake, that is not an Eved. And there is no question the Avos were also Avdei Hashem. Vayom Hashem Avram lech lecho me'artzcho me'maladetcho me'beis avicho al-asherecho. So that means he's taking instruction. This has nothing to do with perfection per se. It has to do with tikkun olam. V'avorecho v'agal ha'shmecho v'yeibrocho v'vachem avarchecho v'makal lecho o'or v'nivruch lecho kol mishpuchos adama. That's tikkun olam. So my point is the others were also Avdei Hashem, but what I was saying is that was not essential. That was not essential. The essential, the essence of the others was their perfection in terms of Yedias Hashem. The role, the true role of Eved came into existence with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Matan Torah, with the formation of Kol Yisrael. I mean, that was the Mamlach Haskan and Gai Kaddish. That was really when the role of Eved came into existence. You see, and yes, and the role of Eved. See, and the role of Eved essentially was Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone says, I don't remember, says that, and it's true, of course. You don't need anybody to say it, but someone points out that the only one that's called an Eved Neman is Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol lochein avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi Neman hu. You see? And if you look, see, you have to have a sensitivity for the psukim, but the psukim, v'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, and Yeshua, in the beginning of Yeshua, the emphasis, Moshe avdi meis, it's constantly, it's almost like Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't have without Avdi. It's synonymous, you see. The one I found someone who actually makes a reference to it, and that is the Radak. Eved Hashem, he says, Misha som kol kocho v'kavanoso v'chol has Hasagoso, print is not good here. B'shem Yisbarach va'af b'isasko binyane ha'olam. You see, B'shem va'af b'isasko binyane ha'olam mischavein lavora sokel Yisbarachu yikrevet Hashem. I mean, he's saying it. he's singing it. He says it clearly enough, but he's saying it. See, Mafbis Asko Binyane Ho'olam, you see, Mitzchavin Lavoris Akelis Baruch. It means Tikkun Olam. It's evident. I mean, started to say it. The Radak. But actually, Now the one that the Navi that I mentioned, if you take a look at the Navi I mentioned, I think he bears me out. That was in and that's the Haftarah really for Lech Lecha by Avraham Avinu. It's Yeshayahu Mem Aleph. You look at these psukim. Yes. Yeah. So Yeshayahu Mem Aleph, you see the pasuk Mem Aleph pasuk Ches. Va'ata Yisrael Avdi. See, Yisrael is always Avdi. So it's always many. The most times you have Avdi in Tanakh, Yisrael Avdi. So Yaakov Asher Bechartichu Zera Avraham Ohavi. See, Zera Avraham Ohavi. That's the pasuk I mentioned in the Shir. Asher, but look at the pasuk. Asher Echazakticho Mektos Horetz Umeatzileho Krasicho Va'omar Locho Avdi Yato. Bechartichu, v'lo ma'asticha. It's exactly what we were discussing. I mean, that's exactly what we were discussing. The bechira, and he's all Eved Hashem. Yisrael is mamlachas kain. That's avdi ato. Okay. So the essence of Avram is Ohavi. The Rambam says, for instance, in Ilchus Tshuva, the Rambam says, for instance, in Perek Asiri. Halacha Beis, Oved Me'ava Osi B'Tar of Mitzvah Sovim Sias HaChachma Lamedev L'Shaba Olam, he says, B'Neshu Emes, for Sof Torah, okay. O'Maila Zui Maila Gedola, V'Di Maila Savrom Avinu, Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu O'Avo. That's the pasuk. Zera Avram, Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu O'Avo. Rams and Perik Tes Halacha Beis. You see? So that's Zera Avram O'Avi. So why did God choose us? Because we're Zera Avraham Ohavo. So the Navi's explaining that that's the basis, really. I mean, what I'm saying is really what the Navi says in the one pasuk, that it's the Zera Avraham Ohavi means that that's the basis of the whole Umar, is the Avas Hashem of Avraham Avinu, the Avos. The Das HaEmes, like the Rambam explains that halacha, the Das HaEmes. I mean, that halacha base is really the whole Das HaOvos. So that's the foundation, Zer Avraham Ovi. And what does it say? V'omar l'cho avdi ato, b'chaticho v'lom azeh, asher v'chaticho m'ksel sorot. What? Right. So the avdi, so that's what the pasuk is saying basically. These two psukim really is exactly what we're mentioning. What? Yeah, that's right. Very good. The Rambam in the what was the Rambam over there? Hilchos. Perek Vi Halacha. Yisrael Torah. I haven't got it. Perek Vi Halacha Yudalev. And what does he say? He says Rambam. Paragraph V, Halacha what?
Halacha
Yiralf, yeah. So the Rambam says a person is Makadosh Hashem. He says, Hashem Sakal Makalsin Oso, Vovin Oso, Masavin Lamasa, Vereza Kiddush Hashem, Volokas, Vayomali Avdiata, Yisoh Shem B'chor Aspar, because it's Tikkun Olam. That's what the Rambam is telling you, is that what is Kiddush Hashem Shemayim? Kiddush Hashem Shemayim is really Tikkun Olam. That's what the Rambam is telling you. Because what's the difference in terms of my perfection if I do something publicly, if I don't do it, then in terms of my perfection, so I know what the truth is. So what's the difference? But the answer is because that's Kiddush Shem Shemayim is Tikkun Olam. It's an interesting thing. It's Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam. That's Tikkun Olam. Okay, very good. And I want to mention Toby Wolf pointed out something to me. And I appreciate it. You point out to the in Tfilas Musaf, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki eved ne'emon karasalo. And I took a look into it a little further, and I saw the Mefarshim have a hard time explaining what it means, because there's Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, Kievid Neman Karasala. What is the Sheikh? What's the relationship? So the Mefarshim say that, I mean, take a look in the Avudram you have, and then you have in the Otsar Tfilis, the Ian Tfilis brings down also. He says, Yismach Moshe Manaschalko. And what is Manaschalko? Kievid Neman Karasala. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me because that's not Manaschalko. Matnaschalko is not Kievid Neman Karasalo. That's a Shevach. But that's not Matnaschalko. And besides, the Ki doesn't work out. Because the Gemara says Ki can be used in four ways. Ki Meshamesh Bedal Lashonos. Sometimes Ki is in Ki Soma Bilvavcha. It's in Toma Bilvavcha. Or sometimes Ki is when. Ki Savo El Arts. Okay, sometimes the ki is daha. It means it gives reason. Lo tzachakti ki yareya. Lo nochem kim derechas pushim ki kar, because. That's our because. And then the fourth lashon is that sometimes ki is ela. In other words, they say lo sametz es levavcha, v'lo sikpos es yodcha mechicha olyon ki fosoach tiftach es yodchalo. Ela. So Kim Shamish, Rashi mentioned many times. Kim Shamish Bedal Lashonos. But here won't fit into any of the Lashonos. What? Yismach Moshe Manaschalko, Ki Eved Neman Karasala. What does it mean? The key is not, it's not one of those four. It's not one of those four. It's not him, it's not Kasher. It doesn't fit in. But I think according to Alep Shad, it fits in very well. That Yismach Moshe b'matnaschelko means his chelek, as the manhig Yisrael, as Moshe Rabbeinu the Adon Levim, that's his chelek. Then that's matnaschelko. Why is he happy? Kieved Nemon Karasalo. Because in other words, instead of saying he's happy because he's an Eved Nemon, but we don't have a right to say he's an Eved Nemon. We just say he's an Eved Nemon. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could say that. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could say that. That's what it means. Yismach Moshe b'matnaschelko. Why is he happy? Because he's an Eved Neman. But how do I know he's an Eved Neman? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki Eved Neman Karasala. See, that's exactly, that's the pshat in the Yismach, and Yismach Moshe makes perfect sense. And then it goes to Kul Tfras Roshan Satlo Bumdol Fenechal Har Sinai. That's Matan Torah. That was his essential role. That's the role of that's the matnaschalko. That's the role that he took on. What did Kosh Baruch Hu say to him in the beginning? B'tzeischos Om Mitzrayim Tavdun Es Elokim Al Ahor Hazeh. The whole, it was from the very initiation of his mission. The objective was Matan Torah. That's Kulf Avon Amda Lefnech Al Har Sinai Shnei Luchos Vanim Ar B'Yado. And that's the introduction. B'chos Ben Shmir Shabbos. But Shabbos is called Tarkula. So it makes sense. The Yismach Moshe makes sense, and the key is really Daha. It's Lashon Daha. Yismach Moshe B'manas Chalko. Why Daha Eved Neman Karasala? And since he's an Eved Neman, that's why he's a Meach. That's the because he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of being Oved Hashem. May simcha. So that's it fits in very well. Well, the other pshat I don't understand. He's happy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Eved Neman. Doesn't make any sense. That's a person that's machzik tovel atzma. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it was because an event. That happened that Miriam and Aaron, the Dabar Miriam and Aaron Moshe. If that wouldn't happen, the Kosh Baruch wouldn't have said it. So he can't say he's happy because that's not the Manaschalko. I don't understand what the Pshat is. It doesn't make any sense to me. And the key doesn't fit in. But according to Pshat, it works out very well. That's the Simcha. The Simcha that an individual, Moshe Rabbeinu, had the greatest Yedias Hashem. So he had the greatest Simcha that a Kosh Baruch Hu chose him, summoned him to be involved in Tikkun Olam. In Tikkun Olam, the highest level, the greatest event of Tikkun Olam. What is the greatest event of Tikkun Olam? Maimon HaSinai. I mean, Lachcha, Me'atzcha, Me'olatcha, was something was taken over, but not on the highest level. The highest level was Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, and that's really pshat Eved Nemon. Eved Nemon means because of his greatness, that's why he was Sameach, and that's why he was the ultimate Eved Nemon. Yeah, David Malchus is also called an Eved. Yeah, Yavos laid the groundwork for it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, although. I mean, what Avraham Avinu did, was a separate thing. That was simply for Tikkun Olam at the time. Tikkun Olam at the time. What happened to all those people? No, but that was Tikkun Olam at the time. So I mean, that was a different, that was a different purpose. But the Avos essentially laid the groundwork for the ultimate Tikkun Olam that took place in Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he's an Eved Nemon. Okay, I want to clarify the point. Yeah, just another point. In yesterday said you saw that the way Rashi learns, I mean, in case you think that Tikkun Olam is a small thing, Rashi learns that's the meaning of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what Rashi knows. Hashem Shur Kenu Ata is eventually will be the recognition that eventually he will be Hashem Echad. He will be recognized by everybody. And Rashi quotes from the Navi that but you see that according to Rashi, Tikkun Olam, the subject matter of Tikkun Olam is so important that it's in Kriyat Shema. I mean, it's the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. I just want to I'm emphasizing that because I know most people don't really have that theme, is not too dear to them, but that's a chasar in our nature. It's that's something wrong. It's a defect, not character. I mean, you see all the tefillos, Rosh Hashanah, and all, and that's the meaning of Atar Chatan Kol Amim. I mean, it's not a mitzvah that people are, or a theme, I should say, that people are attracted to by nature. Person's nature goes against that type of thing. What does it want to help other people and be an instrument for somebody else? But it's only through the proper understanding, Yismach Moshe b'manas chokro, the greater a person has Yedias Hashem, the greater the simcha will be insofar as this role is concerned. Okay. Kabbonis is certainly. That's to say, Hashem can mach myself this philosophy. And you see in the tefillos on Yom Tovim, and then the Kabbonis is avoda par excellence, and then the Sukkos is Keneged Shivim Umos. I mean, that is, there's no question about it that is absolutely the Migdash is Tikkun Olam. The Migdash is the essence of Tikkun Olam. The essence of Tikkun Olam. What was it? You see, even by the dedication of the bias, Shlomo started tefillos for the Nachri, for the Gayim, for the Kibesi based tefillah Yikar L'chol Ha'amim. I mean, it's clear from all the Nevi'im. It's just that people are corrupt and they don't see it properly. But if you look at the Pesukim, you look at the tefillos and the Chagim and the Kabbalah, the theme permeates all of Tanakh. An individual who also can take an olam, he himself is zocha for the ashgacha to ideas and to knowledge that he wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Even though he's occupying his time with the tikkun olam, one would think the natural result would be that he'd be losing out. But Chazal say no, because on the contrary, there must have been a gain. And what would Chazal say? Ina dibur, Eli haya dibur. At all those years in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu said that the dibur wasn't the same dibur, nevuah, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. In Hakadosh Baruch Hu shor nevuaso al anavi al b'shvil Yisrael. I mean, there's those chazal are indicating that the Ashgacha really, that an individual's on that level, because he's on that level, he's under a special Ashgacha, and he's zocha to knowledge that he never would have gotten just naturally. That's the, that's true. I mean, the arguments that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he refused the mission was because he held he wasn't qualified. Loish Zvarmanachi, Shlach Nabiyat Tishlach. I mean, that's essentially why he refused to do it. I mean, because you see, you say in the Tefillah, Yismach Moshe Manas Chokam. Yep. No question about it. Yisodei Adasim in the Tefillahs. And sometimes you work for hours on a shiur and you find it's, that's it, it's right in the Tefillah. According to, but according to Abshat, the Yismach Moshe, how do you know Yismach Moshe? Because you called him Eved Nemon. If you called him Eved Nemon, it's impossible he shouldn't be Sameach, because that Simcha is the natural result of the proper idea and knowledge of the Eved. So that's basically the same. Without the Avos, without the Yedias Hashem, the Das HaEmes of the Avos, and without an understanding, a proper understanding of the Das HaEmes, the Atav HaChatan is worthless. There's nothing. And that's why you see Goyim, I mean, when they try to come to Yahadus, they distort the whole idea of the Am HaNivchar. They distort it because they don't have the fundamental basis for it. So the whole idea of the chosen people is nonsensical. I mean, they don't have any idea that has any value to it. I mean, because there's no basis. It has to be the Avos. I mean, that's the foundation. What is it? Navi says. Navi calls the Avos the Chut Tzur Chol Tzavtcho. Okay, you see that's why the Navi. Navi says. Shimu Eli Rodfei Tzedek Mevakshe Hashem Habitu Al Tzur Chutzavtem. Tzur Chol Tzur Chutzavtem. It means Elasela Shenech Tzavtem Mimeno. Ve'el Makeves Bor Nukartem. El Nekev Abor She Yitzosem Minikra. So Habitu Al Avram Avichem Ve'el Sora Techol Lelchem. You see, so the Navi, that's the basis. I mean, what Kalev Ben Yefuna did is the advice of the Navi. It's not, something that's MS has to be found in the basic principle has to be found in the Navi. But that's really what the Navi, that's the real Navi saying. That's the fundamental. That's what I'm saying. Without the Avos, there is no Bechira. There is no Aman Ifcha. The idea of Atav Chatan, you can't understand. Yep, okay.